Surfside, Florida held a moment of silence and a small ceremony for the victims of the 12-story condo collapse after officials announced an end to their search and rescue efforts.
I lift my eyes to the mountain. From where will my help come? My help is from the Lord, maker of heaven and earth.
Eight more bodies were found, bringing the death toll to 54. 86 people remain unaccounted for. But officials say it's near impossible anyone is left alive.
At this point, we have truly exhausted every option available to us in the search and rescue mission.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levin-Cava says hopes of finding survivors is over.
So today is about beginning the transition to recovery so that we can help to bring closure to the families who've been suffering and waiting for news. Nothing we can do can bring back those we've lost, but we can and we will do everything in our power possible to identify all of the victims and to offer closure to the families in this time of unimaginable grief.
Hopes of finding survivors was briefly rekindled after workers demolished the remainder of the building late Sunday, allowing rescuers access to new areas of debris where they located more than a dozen dead bodies. No survivors emerged. No one has been pulled out alive since the first hours after the 12-story Chaplain Towers South building fell. Here's Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett.
The possibility of someone still alive is near zero. And while there seems to be no chance of finding life in the rubble, a miracle is still possible. Chief Jadala said earlier that little is going to change in the pace and organization of the operation. And for that, I am thankful, as the chief and I have always promised to ensure that all of our loved ones are pulled from the rubble and reunited with their families. Today is a heartbreaking day.
The announcement follows somber reports from emergency officials who say they sought to prepare families for the worst. Miami-Dade Fire Chief Alan Kaminsky says it was a decision not made lightly.
For the past 14 days, our search and rescue teams have worked tirelessly, utilizing all equipment, every resource, and expertise available to find life under the rubble. Crews worked under arduous conditions through rain, smoke, fire, and even the imminent danger of a secondary collapse. We are now finding ourselves in this juncture where a difficult decision to transition from search and rescue to search and recovery was made. This decision was not an easy one, as our hearts still hoped to find survivors, but our experience and expertise indicated that was no longer possible.
Kaminsky says the recovery operation will take several more weeks. Authorities are launching a grand jury investigation into the collapse, and at least six lawsuits have been filed by Chaplain Towers families. It's unclear how the condo building fell, but reports have emerged that the association had delayed needed maintenance. I'm Christina Onnestad reporting for KPFA.